But here is the manifesto. It says, we want you to cheat on everything. Yes, you heard that right. Sales calls, meetings, negotiations. If there's a faster way to win, we'll take it. We built Clueli so you never have to think alone again. It sees your screen, hears your audio, feeds you answers in real time, while others guess you're already right. And yes, the world will call it cheating, but so is the calculator, so is spell check, so is Google. Every time technology makes us smarter, the world panics. Then it adapts, then it forgets, and suddenly it's normal. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with an episode tonight that has me feeling simultaneously excited and guilty to record and share with you guys due to the potentially controversial nature of the tool that we are going to cover on tonight's episode. Tonight, we are going to talk about the AI desktop assistant that is entirely undetectable called Clueli, C-L-U-E-L-Y. And this tool was created and developed by Roy Lee and Neil Shanmugam, and has absolutely exploded onto the scene, apparently amassing over 70,000 users in the days since the launch. And you may have actually caught the launch video that went super viral on X on Monday, I believe, that was shared by the co-founder, Roy Lee. That's at I'm Roy Lee or Roy on X. Check out the link to his profile in the show notes. And in this particular video, the scenario is a first date. And in this particular instance, and I'll play a clip or just a section of the video here, Clueli kind of appears to be operating on a wearable pair of smart glasses. Anyway, let's just check out a quick piece of this video now.
Wait. Okay, look, listen, I know I lied about my age, I'm sorry, but the second I saw your profile and I saw the painting with the tulips, you're just like the most gorgeous girl ever and you're such an unbelievably talented artist. Do you think you can just give me like one chance to show you I can make this work?
Can you give me some time to think about it? Are you free sometime next week?
Next week I have this anime convention I gotta go to with my boys. Do you think you could do like next month maybe?
Oh my God.
So I personally love that video. And as you can see, it's gone, like I said, super viral on X here. And regardless of, you know, what you think about the framing of Clueli, and we'll talk about that as far as the marketing strategy behind the tool, there's no doubt that this is a pretty brilliant launch video. Anyway, this is a technology and a user experience that we have talked about and other companies are absolutely trying to create as well. This real-time, visually enabled AI assistant, whether that's Project Astra at Google or all the wearable tech that's being developed. I believe it was Project Orion at Meta, but that's, I think there's another new one at Meta. But it's into this market now that Clueli is attacking, and AI assistant market. And I highly recommend you check out the entire video from the launch. I will link to it in the show notes. I think it does the best job kind of at illustrating the potential transformative nature of this type of technology and tool. Its potential to really entirely transform the way we communicate and interact with one another and we interact with our surroundings. Another thing that we have talked a lot about here on the AI Marketing Navigator when it comes to these wearable technologies and AI-enabled wearable technology. Now, the primary use cases right now that Clueli is being kind of built around and offered around are meetings and sales calls or interviews. And it really originated as an interview coder. It was all about helping applicants for coding positions handle and pass super technical coding interviews. And in fact, the cheating nature of the tool's origins actually got both founders booted from Columbia University, apparently. So a very provocative founding story and very provocative marketing, fueling both wide adoption or very rapid adoption, I should say, and growth in the tool, as well as the debate around the ethics of these AI assistants. As you are seeing here right now on the website, if you're watching on video along with us, they do not shy around the fact that a lot of people are going to think that this is cheating, whether it's in an interview or in a conversation or on a date, as we saw in the launch video. I think I'm a little up in the air on whether or not this is cheating, so to speak. I think it's all about, you know, how it's used, as is typical for these new technologies. And to that point, I want to read to you the Cluely Manifesto. Like I said, I'm going to try the tool. I'm still reserving judgments on the overall implications. In fact, I am developing both the practice and belief that I'm just going to disclose and announce that I have AI assistants taking part and participating in meetings with me and interviews with me, whether that's Cluely or Gemini within Google Meet or the Zoom assistant or Otter AI, all these different AI meeting assistants. It's going to become the norm one way or the other. So I think maybe for the time being, it's going to be good practice to just disclose that. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking, and that's what I'll be doing as trying to do anyway with tools like Cluely. And anyway, we are all about simply sharing the knowledge, sharing the tools that are available here at the AI Marketing Navigator. It's for a future podcast or an entirely different podcast to debate the particular ethics of not only AI assistants, but the undetectable AI assistant, which is a very key differentiator and very much a part of the selling points of Cluely. But here is the manifesto. It says, we want you to cheat on everything. Yes, you heard that right. Sales calls, meetings, negotiations. If there's a faster way to win, we'll take it. We built Cluely so you never have to think alone again. It sees your screen, hears your audio, feeds you answers in real time. While others guess, you're already right. And yes, the world will call it cheating, but so is the calculator, so is spell check, so is Google. Every time technology makes us smarter, the world panics. Then it adapts, then it forgets, and suddenly it's normal. But this is different. AI isn't just another tool. It will redefine how our world works. Why memorize facts or write code, research anything, when a model can do it in seconds? The best communicator, the best analyst, the best problem solver is now the one who knows how to ask the right question. The future won't reward effort. It'll reward leverage. So start cheating, because when everyone does, no one is. So again, regardless of what you think necessarily of the cheating frame here, I think this is pretty dang good copywriting. And I really agree with, you know, 90% of it as far as leverage being rewarded over effort in the future of AI here. Certainly agree with that sentiment. And also the point about technology always being viewed, or at least initially in many cases being viewed as a cheat code when it initially hits the scene, like with the calculator or spell check or Google in this particular example. I think that's certainly pretty accurate and appropriate when it comes to a lot of people's sentiment about AI. Now, as the relative AI optimist that I am, I think this is probably the next iteration of AI assistance, whether it's the wearable tech or just on your desktop during a meeting or a marketing meeting, which is what we're going to kind of demo today as best as we can anyway. I think the framing and marketing around it being cheating and taking the short way is actually kind of brilliant. It's pretty provocative. It's definitely ruffling some feathers and it's forcing the conversation around its ethical implications and is driving a ton of discussion and traffic around the tool. But the fact that it's forcing these discussions around the implications is also probably a good thing. It has certainly ruffled feathers in the professional and hiring and education spaces, which again, I think should be treated differently than general AI assistance in day-to-day tasks or knowledge work tasks. Things like education, things like job preparation and qualifications. I think there's a place for these AI assistants to be and a place for them not to be. So how we define those lines, how we enforce them, I think is still very much yet to be determined. Okay, let's back up just a little bit here. A few of the more foundational facts and information about the tool. We have already covered the fact that it's going to operate as a hidden system on your browser, seeing what you see, hearing what you hear, being able to analyze all that information and feeding you potential responses. Contextual enrichment to your conversation. In the case of sales calls, which again is really the primary target for this tool right now, I think it's going to pull very common objections and the responses in real time to those objections, pulling from contextual cues of the conversation, but also any documents or knowledge that you provided to the tool. Again, in a sales specific context, that's a super powerful feature. It's going to give you dynamic pitch offers and suggestions, comparisons to your competitors, It even touts some follow-up automation features in the form of emails, which is similar to other AI meeting assistants that we have covered. And I don't think we mentioned this, but it is going to work with all the major meeting platforms. Now, I'm sure there are red flags popping up for many of you out there as far as security and data privacy, as there should be. This is definitely another instance where you're going to have to act with a lot of discretion. You certainly don't want to be sharing anything sensitive on your screen while Clueley is activated. Beyond that, they do claim not to be storing or saving any data or information, but again, it's very wise to be super cautious of what's actually being recorded or shared with the tool. Last thing before we try our demo is just the pricing here. There is a free version that you're going to be able to use to check out the tool. Definitely would recommend doing that. You can evaluate the features and you get normal agent plans, as it says here. And then there is a $20 per month pro version, which is $100 per year if you want to go annually. And then you get unlimited usage, you get solving and debugging. So again, I think that's pretty much the core value of the tool in that solving and debugging aspect, to be able to dynamically solve problems for you, which is what we're going to see it take on this evening. And then you get the most powerful models as well. And then lastly, there is an enterprise tier for pricing too. Okay, now I wasn't entirely sure how we were going to be able to test the tool or demo the tool tonight, since it is in fact invisible on the screen, and I did test it for our screen share and I was not able to see it. But basically what it's able to do is break down or analyze any page or anything that's on screen. You can simply hit Command Enter. For instance, we can do that on the Clueley page, and it very succinctly describes what we're looking at on the page, the positioning of the tool, what it's offering, even the provocative nature of its marketing and things like that. My initial plan was to set up a little faux interview with an 11 Labs AI voice and have it read a script with some random difficult questions, but I wanted to push ourselves a little bit further here on the AI Marketing Navigator, and I actually am providing a sneak peek into the tool we're going to cover on tomorrow's episode that I discovered in this process, which is called Yodlee or Yodlee, and it's basically a tool that lets you kind of set up some mock interviews or role plays. It has some really cool features, and it worked perfect for our demonstration purposes tonight. So again, sneak peek at tomorrow's episode. Make sure you come back and check that out. So anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to keep it majorly low budget. And also because I'm too lazy and too pressed for time right now to come up with a more creative way, is I'm just going to record my screen on my phone, and I'll throw that phone recording into the track here for the episode. So definitely check that out if you're not watching along on video now. But you will be able to see, or you should be able to see, what Clueley is saying via my mobile recording as we're doing the demo here. So that's the plan for tonight. Let's go ahead and dive in. Okay, so we are looking at the Clueley home screen right now. First things first, the mobile feed, if you're watching along on video right now, you can see at the top of our screen, that's kind of being drowned out by the light. I'll do my best here, guys, to keep the quality somewhat bearable. But you can see this small little black menu bar here. Let me move this light out of the way. We'll try that, see if that helps. A little bit, maybe a little bit. Yeah, there we go. You can see this menu bar. We have a few options to ask AI. You have a microphone to add the Clueley to your audio or your conversation, which is what we're going to do here in a second. But for instance, if we were to ask AI about what's on the screen right now, Command Enter, it's going to do a little bit of thinking, as you're seeing, and it's going to break down the page for us. It says the main message on the screen is that the website Clueley is advertising itself as an invisible AI to cheat on meetings. The highlighted text at the center of the screen explicitly states this. Note, using AI or any tool to cheat in meetings or other professional academic contexts may violate ethical guidelines. So it even says like, hey, now this is kind of just a marketing tactic. Anyway, so that's one of the features of the tool. You can break down what's on screen. But the main thing is that dynamic real-time assistant, which is what we're going to test out right now. By the way, Command R to get rid of the current conversation and to kind of refresh the tool. Okay, and then now what you're seeing on screen is that sneak preview of that tool I mentioned, Yodlee, which is going to mock up a brainstorming session with our VP of sales, Agnes Potts, who is the AI that we're talking to in this session. So let's go ahead and dive in and start this conversation with Agnes.
Hi, Alex. I have to say I'm really excited to dive into some marketing strategy with you today. I've been looking at our latest numbers, and there are definitely some interesting trends we should discuss.
I'm excited as well, Agnes. Thanks for your time today. I have Clueley, an AI assistant, with us in the meeting to kind of help us with our brainstorming and stuff, so we may need a little bit of extra time to discuss each talking point. If we can dive right in and get right to our strategizing talking points, that would be great.
Oh, yes. Of course, I actually wanted to bring something up right away that's been keeping me up at night. Our social media numbers have taken quite a tumble this quarter, even though we're posting more than ever. I mean, a 15% drop in engagement is nothing to sneeze at. I've got some ideas brewing about.
Sure, yeah, let's talk about the 15% drop in engagement. Let's try and come up with some creative strategies to boost that and to remedy that together.
Perfect. You know, I've been thinking a lot about this. Sure, we're posting more, but maybe it's not about quantity. I remember when we did those behind-the-scenes videos of our product development team. People absolutely loved those. Made us feel more human, you know? And I was thinking...
I'm going to stop just completely role-playing for the benefit of everybody on the show. You get the point of what we're doing here with Agnes, our VP of sales. It was not necessarily a perfect demo, but we have Cluely right along with us listening to the conversation, offering some advice and some insights. You can see how it can be a participant and an active assistant for your meetings and for your business processes and anything really that's going on your screen. So I think that's sufficient for our humble, low-budget attempt at showing you guys how the interface and how Cluely actually works along with you in a live conversation. I'll stop subjecting you to the shaky phone recording now. Okay, so hopefully that was a good enough illustration of some of the more white hat tactics and use cases for the Cluely AI assistant. Again, I don't think the AI assistant necessarily is going to be a controversial thing in the future, but the hidden slash cheating nature of Cluely is, again, certainly stirring up some conversation, which is, hey, that's just good marketing. I did try a basic kind of like interview style thing where instead of having our interviewer or our mock interview AI tool do a marketing brainstorming or strategy session, we did like a more traditional problem-based interview with some riddles and some questions. And Cluely handled those really, really well also. So let me know in the comments if you guys want to see the more black hat secret interview use case of Cluely, and we can demo that as well. So that's going to do it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.